Catherine Serks joins us, CEO and chairman of Doctor Patient Medical Association and the Patient Power Alliance. 83% of American doctors have considered leaving their practices because of the Affordable Care Act, according to this survey released by this organization. Catherine, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate having you on the program today.
Absolutely. I want to make clear, though, that the question wasn't specifically about Obamacare. We did ask them about the direction of medicine, mm-hmm. and I would hasten to point out that the top two reasons were not just government involvement in medicine, but also the corporatization of medicine.
Well, let's talk about the corporatization of medicine. When doctors say that, what are they talking about?
Well, we have giant hospital systems that are gobbling up independent practices at this point. It's very difficult to stay in a small group or even a solo practice anymore. The doctors used to run the hospitals, and now the hospitals are running the doctors.
Well, I know my personal physician, he had been in single practice, then he took on a partner. I've known the man for 20 years. He took on a partner. Now he's a part of a big group, and he said that was the best way in order to survive, to share the expense.
Well, when you read the comments are really telling, because when you read the doctor's comments, you see that they are throwing up their hands and saying the only way that they can continue to practice is to join some of these big groups where there's a lot of use of what are called physician extenders, the nurse practitioners, and physician assistants, and they don't like it, but that's the one way that they can remain doctors and keep treating patients.
Now, if you say somebody's a doctor, most people are going to think, well, you're a doctor. You make a lot of money.
I know it's not a particularly popular thing for me to come out and say that you know, make the case for doctors having a hard time, but the survey also shows that 2 out of 3 doctors are either just barely squeaking by or in the red. And what that means is I always want to talk about what it means for patients. That means that if the doctors can't stay in business, they're not going to be around for us. People don't realize that doctors are paid as little. I'll give you an example. Medicare pays as little as $13 for an exam in some areas, $13. And they recently took away any payment for just consultation services. So I spent 30 minutes with my father's oncologist last year, and that doctor was paid zero for that time.
$13, that's what you paid old Dr. Harwell back in 1922 to come out to the house and check you out.
Yeah, but you gave him a chicken while he was there.
Yeah,
and 13
Molly,
bucks and a chicken.
Yeah, and if we, what we're kind of moving towards is, for the avid TV watchers such as myself, we're going to have more Gregory Houses that actually prefer not to see the patient compared to the Marcus Welby who used to come to the house.
Well, Catherine, where do health insurance companies come in here? Because I know my doctor that I'd had for 10 years when I was in Los Angeles, he was just lovely. And then he started getting more and more frustrated with health insurance, what he needed to fill out, what he needed to prove, how he could get paid. So where does that come into the dissatisfaction as well?
Well, it's very, very high. The second, right behind government meddling is insurance company micromanagement as well. And what people don't understand is that the doctors are really, they have contracts with the insurance company. So the doctor may bill $125 for that office visit, but they may be paid $38 for the office visit. And they have to fight to get paid. So the insurance companies will take 6 months, 180 days or more to pay them. There are a lot of things that go on in terms of that, but it's about, you know, when the insurance company is writing the check, the insurance company is the one that has the control. And when patients aren't paying out of their pocket and then going and get reimbursed from the insurance company, the insurance companies are trying to, you know, pay as little as possible is what it really comes down to. And I sat with a doctor last week for an hour and a half a subspecialist pediatrician, and she was in tears. She's been told by her bosses that she's not efficient enough because she sits and draws pictures for her little pediatric patients to show them what's wrong with them, and she's told she's not efficient enough. So that's where the corporatization of medicine is. It should be quite alarming to patients.
So she's treating the patient, she's treating the person, and they just want her to treat the illness because it takes less time.
She's not an efficient doctor. We're looking at pay for performance. We're looking at about accountable care organizations, and that is a feature of PPACA, is the accountable care organizations, which is a new way to spell HMO. And most patients didn't care for the HMOs, and we kind of put some controls on them back in the 90s, and now they're rearing their heads again.
We have about 45 seconds left. I'm curious how doctors, we have a doctor shortage coming up, and now there'll be more people in the system with the Affordable Care Act. How is that going to be handled?
Well, the impact is that no matter what happens with the Affordable Care Act, we have to change the conversation. We have to start talking about getting actual medical care as opposed to coverage or insurance, because that piece of paper from the government for Medicare or that piece of paper from the insurance company is not going to do patients any good if there's not a doctor out there to treat them.
Catherine Sirks.
I beg people to read the comments from the doctors at doctorsandpatients.org. They will get a sense of what the doctor's frustration now.
Okay, website again?
Doctorsandpatients.org.
All right, this is Catherine Sirks, CEO and Chairman of Doctor-Patient Medical Association and Patient Power Alliance. Thank you so much for coming on. Good information.
You bet.